love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted again, and so, yeah, a ridiculous day, but something happened. I mean, a shocker. I got a refused postcard, return to sender. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, how offensive. You are still my favorite. May the Lord bless you. I mean, the vulgarity of this language. Oh, it's terrible. I love you, I love you, I love you. You're a man. Oh, yeah, okay, that's sexist, isn't it? I can understand why this was returned, because this is, I mean, and the hate in that. Oh, it's terrible. Unfortunately, because it was returned, obviously. You know, the thing that strikes me is it's one thing to say, okay, the cards have come, but we'll just throw them away. We're going to ignore this guy. But to go through the effort of refusing them and sending them back. That's significant. That's saying, I want you to know that I hate you. I love that lady. I love that lady very much. Speaking of a lady, I mentioned Erica Lee, and her website was changed to just about her book. You know, and of course, if you go to Amazon, I assume it's still there, I haven't checked, the first comment on there was one of the first comments was from me endorsing the book, you know, because I have a signed copy. It's over there. It's over there. You know, she's my girl. And that was during a time that we had relationship seems to come and go for some reason. Of late, it's gone. And so is her website. You know, first it was that, now it's gone. So what's happened to my girl? I mean, she's my girl. I haven't written her off. She's my girl. And I don't know what's happened. Tomorrow there's a demo. Again, I don't know why. Again, another British company, BP. You might have heard of them. They're a small-time player. They do a little bit of gasoline stuff. They were involved in, what was it? Oh, yeah, the overthrow of Iran in the 1950s. You know, a little trivia stuff. They've been around. There's a demo being done for them tomorrow. So I'm trying to help set things up today and should be involved with it in the morning. Everything's done remotely. It is a weird world because I'm here in Tennessee. The part of the equipment is going to be in Georgia. The pump simulator is in Georgia, but the guy who's swiping the card to do the transaction is in India. He's kind of like, and we're doing this transaction, and the people who are going to watch this and interact, I have no idea where they're going to be. They'll be somewhere else, you know. And it's just amazing world that we live in, but. So anyway, I found that fascinating. So that happens tomorrow, and things right now are going full speed ahead on the buyout. I am actively pursuing things because, you know, there's two issues. One, again, it's the part of Romans 13 that most people don't, you know, they know the first seven verses, but verse 8, you know, as far, yeah. Owe no one anything but love. And at least the legally defined debts, perhaps within 1 to 3 months, will be gone for me. And I want that very much. But the other thing is, you know, and because I'm in the habit of praying for a list of people. And I was thinking, how do I pray for this guy that I don't know? Who might not even be born yet. So I figure I'm going to start praying for this fellow. Just because, you know, again, I have somebody in mind. Whether it's multiple people, whatnot, that doesn't matter. It's just that there's somebody. There's somebody I want to be a blessing to. Because I want to point them to the same Lord that has shown me such grace. But anyway, I'm exhausted, and a busy day tomorrow, and I am going to pursue. Well, obviously. Oh, I did send my postcard today. Did go to my wife again, which, you know, good timing, because that's when I got a returned one, because I wanted to tell her that I did send her an email, and my assumption is it will be ignored. So I'm making the effort to contact her about the buyout, because it'll have an impact on her. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I'm not giving up on you. I love you and I want you back.